All right. Hello. Today we are talking about grit and identity. I'm going to tell a few personal stories, and my intention for today's episode is to inspire you to keep going. So in my work, there's a lot of unknowns that happen for women, and they come in for many reasons, but I can tell you what they don't want. They don't want to feel like shit. They don't want to feel like they're failing, and they don't want to feel like they're trapped. When we decide to live a life that is in alignment with how we want to feel, when we decide to live a life full of freedom, ease, pleasure, joy, connection, monetary value, we see the desired outcome that we want. We know what those desires are. Even if you tell me you don't know what your desires are, you don't know what you want, you know what you don't want. You know you don't want to feel like shit. You know you don't want to have internal turmoil. You know you don't want to feel disrespected in your relationships. You know that you don't want to stay in a cycle of survival, right? Like, you know you don't want to feel sick. You don't want to be in a state of disease. You know all of these things. But here's the reality. Becoming the type of person that achieves these desired outcomes is the journey. Becoming. And that takes a different identity shift. And when we decide that we are going to pursue a life of our soul cravings, we are going to pursue a life that is definitely against the norm. We are going to pursue a life of desire and ease and freedom and abundance and connection. We are saying yes to the desire. But there's also other things that you have to say yes to that maybe you don't want to. And so by definition, when I do a quick Google search on the internet of what grit is, and you might hear me clicking my mouse, I was Googling like the definition of grit. And besides like sand, I was like, what is the personality traits of grit? And I found this definition on Wikipedia. So take it for what it is. Grit is a positive, non-cognitive trait based on a person's perseverance of effort combined with their passion for a particular long-term goal or end state. A powerful motivation to achieve an objective. This perseverance of effort helps people overcome obstacles or challenges to accomplishments and drives people to achieve. So, a few things I want to say about this definition is grit is based on a person's perseverance of effort combined with a passion. When you are connecting passion to perseverance, that is motivation. Now, of course, I walk my talk, and so I'm always thinking about what this looks like in my own life when I have achieved a goal or a desire to achieve a goal. And I will tell you that grit, people say, Heather, you have grit. A long time ago, I decided that there's one thing that I know I can deeply trust within myself, which is I will not give up. Although I want to give up, I will not give up. And because I know that I go to the, okay, let's pretend you gave up, Heather, whatever goal it is, it could be a physical goal, a mental, emotional, spiritual, relationship goal, financial goal. When you decide to give up on a goal, you have to be honest with the reality of what will happen if you decide to give up on pursuing something. So I go in my mind and I paint that picture. Okay, let it go. What are you going to do? And then I go down the rabbit hole of what happens if I decide to not invest the time, the energy, and the resources needed in order to pursue a goal. And because I refuse to live a normal life, because I refuse to feel like 99.9% of the population, and I desire a life that feels good, and I desire a life that like inspires other people, but also makes my children incredibly proud of who I am, but also the life that they have, and being the role model, becoming the adult that I want my children to be, but also just inspiring other people to show them what's possible when they actually put energy and effort into something. But I want to give up all the time. But that commitment to myself, that commitment of like, I know I've been at this long enough that I won't give up. It's part of my identity now. And what I see is a lot of people, and I'm going to say women specifically, because that's who I work with, is grit is a developed skill and muscle that only comes with practice and repetition. And if you decide you want to commit to a life of abundance, a life of profit with time flexibility, energy freedom, and of course, wealth and financial freedom, not only does that take new skills, because you don't know what you don't know, there's skills that you need to acquire. There's reps, right? You need to practice these reps. You need to put in the energy and effort, but your identity will change. And when your identity, that's the becoming of this process, only through perseverance. So when you have this start, stop energy, or this energy of indecision, you never fully pursue what your heart and soul crave, which is why you are left feeling confused, angry, frustrated, and depleted. So let me give you an example of this. And I've seen this in the way that some people make decisions. There's a plan, right? We are, our ego, our logical brain will say, I need a plan. I need a blueprint. Give me the step by step by step by step. Right? People come in, they work with me, they have the step by step by step. But what they're really asking for is, let this be easy for me. Let this process trigger no uncomfortable emotions for me. And when we decide that we want to live a life of comfort, like constantly in our comfort zone, we are choosing not to live a life that our soul craves. Because desire takes energy and effort, right? Desire is on the other side of fear. Desire is on the other side of guilt. Desire is on the other side of the unknown. And so you have to pursue desire. You have to reach for it. You have to commit to it. You have to create momentum with desire, and you also have to persevere. But if you have this start, stop energy, this is why people don't see results. They start for a few weeks or a month, and then when things get hard and they're just about to get outside their comfort zone, they retreat back to the familiar. And when you retreat back to the familiar, that is where, if you are the type of person that is going to pursue desire and become the person you desire to be, the profitable person, time, money, and energy, you have to persevere through that emotional discomfort to get to the next level of your breakthrough. And so grit is developed in the becoming. Grit is developed in the becoming. It is only developed through internal states of perseverance. So when you commit to persevere to your vision, you have a vision, you are committed to it. What you're also saying is, when I'm scared, I'm still committed to my vision, even though my brain is going to want me to run back to my comfort zone. I am the type of person, I identify, right? Grit and identity. I identify as the type of person that will not give up. I identify as the type of person that will persevere. And I've said this again and again, and I say this a lot inside of my coaching, is you have to reach for joy. You have to, and some of you have never known this feeling in your body. You've never known this feeling in your identity. And so it's very triggering when you commit to a journey of perseverance, to a journey of like, I am done feeling lack in my life. I am done feeling overwhelmed chronically. I am done feeling like shit. I am done pretending I don't have time. I am done pretending I don't have money, or that I don't know how to make money, or that I'm incapable. I'm done. I am the type of person who will continue to persevere. I will use my problem-solving skills. I will use my critical thinking skills to ask questions and solve problems to become the type of person who has grit and who perseveres. So in the attracting profit process, we get so emotionally uncomfortable when it comes to becoming, because we've been taught that becoming is easy. We've been taught that becoming is emotionally comfortable. So the second we relieve pressure from a place of fear or insecurity and we run away, we run back to the familiar. And so in my work, there's a process of when you are stepping away from who you were to who you desire to be, that is where fear is going to come up. And I've told this story many, many times, but I wanted to share a personal story of in my own life. There's a few specific moments, and I have them constantly, but I remember specifically one time when I had a big financial breakthrough, and you may have heard me say this story before, but it was 10 years ago when I was diagnosed with cancer. I was building my business. I officially signed the paperwork to leave my corporate job. And 6 weeks later, I was diagnosed. And so I didn't have a back door. I didn't have a safety net. And there's an identity shift that goes from employee mindset to business owner mindset. Employee mindset, there's this false sense of security that, like, you know, it's routine. Paycheck to paycheck, there's a safety, right? Although you may not be satisfied with your paycheck, most people in that mindset will just, they're in their comfort zone. It's like routine, they know it, right? It's the golden handcuffs. But the second you become like in business owner mindset or entrepreneur, you need to begin to take radical responsibility for the outcomes that you desire. And that's a skill that not many humans have been taught, because that is essentially you taking ownership for how you think, how you feel, and your behaviors. So you cannot judge other people for that, because you are now taking ownership. So when things come up and you're emotionally uncomfortable, you have to say, okay, what am I doing wrong? How can I take ownership for this? Where do I need to focus my energy and attention? And how do I just like chip away at the plan, right? So you have to use your problem-solving skills. You have to use your critical thinking skills. So going from employee mindset to business ownership, and I'm saying employee mindset, even if you are not an employee or you're not a business owner, it's essentially blaming other people versus taking radical responsibility. That's it. That's the identity shift. Blaming other people, like people do this, like my children, other people take my time, other people take my energy. No, they don't. You allow them to, because you haven't learned yet how to take radical responsibility for how you want to feel. That is an identity shift. That's a skill. That is putting in the reps to become the type of person that you desire to be. So from one to the other. So when I let go of my corporate job, that was really scary and emotionally uncomfortable for me, because I was cutting off the safety net, right? And then diagnosis happened. So there I was getting conventional treatment for a stage 4 rapid growing cancer, while at the same time learning how to start a business, how, where to focus my energy and attention, even though I barely had any energy, to generate revenue. And when I go from one to the other, I mean, I did it. I'm still here. And I can't tell you how emotionally uncomfortable it was, because financially, because I was so afraid that I was going to fail, that I had to co-create my identity with failure. And I just had to keep showing up and taking action, even though I didn't want to, even though I was emotionally uncomfortable. So I went from one to the other. And I can tell you from that moment, I had subconscious beliefs that other people were supposed to rescue me financially. As a woman, I had a belief that my husband was supposed to be better with money than I was, when in reality, I wanted to become better with money. What I have noticed from a spiritual perspective, and I grew up Roman Catholic, not really going to church, and the church itself and religion itself does not resonate with me. But having a bigger belief in something better, something bigger, spirituality, universe, guides, source, I attract women with all types of belief systems. What I have noticed is that when I am in a state of fear, I attract more fear, and I am being the victim of my life. When I am emotionally uncomfortable and I am in pursuit of a different vision or identity or becoming, I have to lean on something bigger than me that's at play. So if I have a belief that universe, God, source is always giving me what I need, then the belief is that I need to trust the path and the process. And when I lean into the energy of trust, trusting God, trusting source, trusting universe, I take the action and act as if results are already guaranteed. And when I show up that way and I trust as if something bigger is at play and they're guiding me back home to myself, you know, I'm uncomfortable because I'm being challenged. That just means I'm growing. And so I chip away, I take the action, I surrender. I chip away, I take the action, I surrender. This is grit. This is grit. And so I guess my goal for you today, or what the intention of why I am, what I'm trying to tell you is, motivation is shit. If you say I'm not motivated, then just give up. Stop pursuing. Be content with the way that your life is today. But if you are not content with the way your life is and you want change, then fucking do something about it. But when you sit in the in-between and you're not making a decision to change, and you're also just giving up constantly, that is something you've accepted. So the perseverance comes in of like, make a decision. Are you going to chip away at change and becoming the type of person that you desire to be, living the life you desire? Or do you just want to be comfortable and stay where you are? And if that's what you want, then choose it. No, I don't want to pursue. You can say, I don't want to pursue today. I don't want to take action today. That's okay. Sometimes we just need a break. But if you are not content in your life, then you need an identity upgrade to, I am the type of person that doesn't give up. Because if you don't give up, profit is guaranteed. Time flexibility, financial freedom, it's all guaranteed. If you are willing to continue to persevere to become the person that you desire to be, you may not know how, and that's when you hire experts who know how and guide you there and teach you skills and hold you accountable. But people can teach you skills and hold you accountable and you just don't fucking show up. You're part of the equation, and that equation matters.